Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Good evening, guys, and again, welcome to the show. Today has been a marvelous day. It's been sort of, it's been hot, okay? It's hot in the ATL. And it's hot and humid. You know, it's humid. So when you walk outside, it's like, bam, it's like walking through fog or something. It's just that hot and humid. And that's why we're getting these summer showers, right? We're getting showers at night and afternoon showers and things like that because it's so hot. Anyway, again, guys, stay hydrated. Keep you some water around, and if you are going to drink, like, alcohol or whatever, please drink water in between drinks. If you drink water in between your alcoholic drinks, that'll keep you hydrated. It'll keep the body hydrated, okay? Because alcohol dehydrates the body. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode, guys, is entitled, Why Are Some People So Ungrateful? Why are some people so ungrateful? You can do something for someone, and, I mean, something great for someone, and they won't even thank you for it, you know? I try to thank people for the smallest of things, okay? I try to thank people for the smallest of things, and it seems to work for me, right? It seems to work for me. But, and the reason I wanted to do this show, I'm 100% on my show, okay? So, and I try to teach on my show. So the lesson for today is be grateful to people, okay? Be thankful and be grateful to people, all right? People, you know, people help you out all the time. If it wasn't for someone owning a business, you wouldn't be employed. You wouldn't be making money. You may be making money somewhere else, okay? But if you're employed by someone, be grateful for that job, okay? And, I have a great employer, and I went that away because my small business went down a few years ago. So during the entire housing market crashed, okay? So after that, I had to go out and get a job with someone else. I had to get employed by someone else, right? And so, and I found a great job. But the reason I want to talk about ungrateful people is because it was just announced that we would be receiving a quarterly bonus on next week. Okay, next Thursday to be, as a matter of fact, okay? and you know, it's like upwards of $1,000, all right? So some people at work were saying that it should have been more. They could have done more. Well, yeah, they could have done more. But whether it should have been more or not, what, you know, how do you control that? Okay, how do you control that? As an employee, how do you control if it should have been more money? You can't control that. You can't control that. The only thing you can control is you coming to work every day. You getting your job done the way it should be done and making things happen there at the job. Being a great employee. That's the way that you show that you're thankful for their ability to give you. Be grateful, not ungrateful. Ungrateful is when you walk around and gripe about, that's a lousy bonus. It should have been more than that. Well, why should it have been more than that? You tell me why. Did you do something extraordinary that you should have gotten more money? Probably not. Right? Probably not. But if you do something extraordinary, or if you do work hard, maybe it will be more the next time. Maybe so. Who knows, right? Or you can do a little bit more. You can do something extraordinary, and it may be less the next time. Who knows? All I'm saying is be grateful in the moment. Because that bonus didn't have to come. They could have said something as, well, you know, sales aren't quite up to where we wanted them to be, quite up to our goal. So, you know, we know that maybe we should have done more, or we could have done more to get a bigger bonus, but it is what it is. So the bonus is going to be $500. Be grateful for that. A lot of people that are employed by companies don't get quarterly bonuses, don't even get a bonus at all. And, you know, one young lady said that where she worked before, their bonus at the end of the year, they only got a Christmas bonus. And their Christmas bonus was $25, a $25 gift certificate. Now, she worked for a small company, okay? I guess that was all that they could do, right? You know, we work for a huge company, and to give a quarterly bonus is huge to me, okay? And I'm grateful for that quarterly bonus. I'll take anything that they give me. If it was $100, I'll take it and be grateful for it because the job that I came from didn't give bonuses. I worked for a big company before I came to this company. Okay, a bigger company than the company I'm with now. They didn't give bonuses. I think they gave bonuses to managers, but they didn't give bonuses to team members. Okay? You have to be grateful, guys. You have to be grateful for what you receive. I don't care if it's something. I don't care if someone loans you $100. You ask someone for $100 and they loan you $100, be grateful for that because you needed that. If you didn't, you wouldn't have asked for it, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is Why Are Some People So Ungrateful? And again, we got word that we're going to receive a bonus, all right? And people were griping about the bonus not being as much as they thought it should be. You know, not as much as they thought it should be. Well, if you're so unhappy with the bonus, don't accept it. When it goes into your account, you turn around and then you write a check and you go back and hand it to the payroll office and say, you know, this bonus wasn't big enough. So I'm bringing it back. You guys can keep it. See, now you're saying, "Nah, I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep the money, but it should have been more." No, it shouldn't have been more. It was exactly what it should have been. It was exactly what they wanted to give you. Guys, please, 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 as employees, you have to be grateful for what you have. Okay? They hired you on. Obviously, they think that you're going to be a great employee at this job. They hired you on. They give you a paycheck every 2 weeks. Right? They give you a paycheck every 2 weeks. In order to take care of your family, take care of your household, take care of whatever you have to take care of, take care of your lifestyle. So be grateful for that. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have a job. A lot of people living in the streets. Okay? Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you get. Be grateful for that. I always need a bonus to come in, right? Always. I'm grateful for that. I'm not ungrateful for that. I don't care what it is. And I know that, you know, a lot of people that work with me are listening to my show. And they also heard the ungratefulness amongst fellow employees. But, you know, what gets me is you aren't doing anything more at work. So they didn't have to give you this bonus. They could have said anything and didn't give you a bonus. They could have said anything and cut that bonus in half. Okay? But, man, you're getting a nice bonus. I guarantee you, your checking account is going to look better than it does right now come next week. Be grateful for that. People drive me up the wall with ungratefulness. Right? Be grateful for it, guys. Be grateful for everything that you have. I know I'm preaching to the choir, maybe, but there's some people out there, too, that are listening to the show that are ungrateful. Man, you don't understand. You don't understand what gratefulness is about. And you were saying what you were saying because you're ungrateful, but you weren't thinking that I'm being ungrateful. You were just thinking I'm mouthing off about this bonus because other people might feel the same way. Well, I don't. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today on the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you want to call in and comment on today's episode. Why are some people so ungrateful? Okay? Every day I pray about and I thank the man upstairs for giving me my family. Thank him for having in-laws that I can depend on. I thank him for having the in-laws that I can deal with. Because my immediate family, we're kind of way apart. If it wasn't for my in-laws, there wouldn't be much of a family outside of my home. So I'm grateful for that. I'm not ungrateful for that. I'm grateful for that. Guys, you have to be grateful for what you have. You have to be grateful for what you get. See, although you get blessings, you also have struggles. If there isn't a struggle, you won't grow. If you don't struggle, you'll never grow. People that are given things all the time and don't have to struggle, they don't grow. They don't dream. Okay? The biggest thing you can do is dream. Have things that you are out of your reach right now, but that you're trying to attain. That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps me going. That's what it's all about. The dream, something to dream about, something that you want to attain. It doesn't have to be something that's material. It can just be knowledge. You want to attain more knowledge. Set a goal to read a book, a positive book. And like I said, I know I'm preaching to the choir. But again, everyone needs to be reinforced. You know, they got me fired up about the ungratefulness that I was hearing. I'm like, man, if the CEO of the company could hear how ungrateful a few of these people are, take their bonuses back. I wonder what would happen. How would they feel then? How would they feel then?
Man, I needed that money.
Yeah. Yeah, you needed it. You need it all. Or at least I do. You may not, Neil, but I do. Because every time you walk out of the house, someone's got their hand out. Someone's wanting money from you. Or you're wanting something that the only way you can get it is with some cash. Well, you can take it, right? You can take it, but there's consequences to that, right? I don't want those consequences, so I go out and work every day so I can have money to get what I want. And I don't have enough money to get some of the things that I really want. That's fine. That's what makes me go to work every day. And my family right here at home. That's what makes me go to work every day. That's my drive. You know? People kill me with that stuff, man. Being ungrateful about a bonus. Amazing to me. How can you be ungrateful about a bonus? A bonus is a bonus. It's money given to you that didn't have to be given to you. That's what a bonus is. Let's look up bonus. Let me tell you what a bonus is. Okay? Let me tell you what a bonus is. Let me see how fast I can grab this. A bonus. And this is our word for the day. I know I didn't do a word earlier, but this is our word for the day. Bonus as a noun. An amount of money added to wages on a seasonal basis, especially as a reward for good performance. That's a bonus. They're rewarding you for doing a good job. So how do you be ungrateful about that? A bonus. An amount of money added to your wages on a seasonal basis. That's what a bonus is. Okay? And we get one every quarter. How can you not be grateful for that? Hey, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. Join the show. Join me tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours, same time, same place. I'm going to have a great show tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm going to have a great show tomorrow for you guys. So tune in tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Be good. Have a great evening. And be grateful. Be grateful. Good night.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please. Reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh!